After last week's primaries, many Oklahomans are shifting focus to the state's general elections in November. A survey commissioned by Stations for the Oklahoma Engaged Project suggests people living in the southeastern part of the state are especially concerned about jobs and the economy. Claire Donnelly reports.
This is a Gucci jumpsuit.
Kay Wallace is sorting through a pile of clothes behind the counter in her shop in downtown Wewoka. It's called My Second Closet and sells new and gently used high-end clothing and accessories.
We have pants in order, all arranged by color. We have a display of purses. We have a display of jewelry. We cater to, of course, from fashionistas to cowboys.
Wallace has owned the store since 2012. My Second Closet is only open 3 days a week because Wallace also works at a local university. She says the business fills a need in the community, southeast of Oklahoma City in Seminole County.
My mother was a fashion person, and when she wanted something in a hurry, it might have been pretty difficult for her just run Oklahoma City or run to Tulsa to get something that she really, you know, wanted to buy. And I saw a need in that for a lot, for myself as well. You know, I wanted to go and look at maybe some Michael Kors purses and couldn't.
Wallace's shop is one of a handful downtown. Many of the buildings on this part of Wewoka Avenue are run down or boarded up. Wallace says she hears a lot of people say they're looking for jobs or wish they could find jobs closer to Wewoka. Interviews and a survey commissioned by Oklahoma NPR stations suggest a lot of people in this part of the state have the same concerns. 66% of respondents in southeastern Oklahoma say jobs and the economy are their top concerns when it comes to issues that affect their families. That's compared to just over 50% in the Oklahoma City area. But Wallace says it wasn't always like this.
You know, it was a time when I was younger. You know, Wewoka was booming. I mean, it was stores lined up. I remember, you know, going to the clothing stores.
Wallace says Wewoka's economy is making progress, slowly.
The housing development is growing downtown area, so that's going to hopefully bring more businesses downtown and more people.
Political candidates running to represent Wewoka in the State House of Representatives are also thinking about business and jobs. Democrat Steve Barnes is challenging Republican incumbent Zach Taylor for the District 28 seat in Oklahoma's House of Representatives. That district includes all of Seminole County and part of Pottawatomie County. Barnes is a lawyer from Wewoka. Taylor works in the oil and gas industry and lives in Seminole. Barnes says he thinks they have similar views on the economic needs of Wewoka and House District 28.
We both realize that in order for these small towns to survive, we're going to have to encourage more businesses to come in.
Taylor didn't respond to multiple interview requests, but last year he told the conservative-leaning McCarville Report, quote, "I want to take my private sector experience to the state capitol, where I can help create pro-business policies and add more jobs to our economy." And while both candidates are critical of some special interest tax breaks and support more funding for some government programs, Barnes says lawmakers should stop cutting state agency budgets to free up revenue.
I think it's time to look at ways that we can generate revenue and not do it on the backs of the people that can least afford it.
Barnes says local officials in Wewoka are trying to bring more jobs to the city.
We are working on trying to get a railroad to come back through. There's a private railroad company out of Wilburton that is wanting to open up the old railroad lines, which would connect Shawnee and eventually go through Wewoka and Holdenville and down to McAllister.
Barnes says the railroad could be a draw for businesses.
This is a cowhide.
At the shop My Second Closet, Kay Wallace says she's hoping the city will turn things around.
Would love to see Wewoka kind of like a Hamptons type thing, you know, where things are down the street and people are down the street. I love that. And I think we can do that again.